I collect data through what we call intervention checklists. If a student is getting a D or below, the teachers have to check what they've done and when, and these include following the IEP, calling parents, having meetings, reteaching, a 4-page document of a whole bunch of different interventions. The intervention checklist really helps the teachers question if everything has been done on their end, and if they've done everything and they're still seeing a concern, then we move to the child study team. It moves all the way up to the administration and parents and getting everybody involved, making sure we're doing everything for this child so they can be successful. Our school monitors student progress quarterly. So every marking period when our report cards go home, the learning support teachers put in the progress monitoring sheets for the parents. If there's a concern, we have the at-risk meetings, and we may have to monitor their progress a little more frequently to make sure that they are meeting their goals. If a student is not making appropriate progress, we have other supports that we could reach out to. We oftentimes bring the team together and we discuss what all of the people on the student's team are seeing. So that could include the paraprofessionals, the teachers, the administrators, anybody who is part of the student's day. We try to collect that data and work together to make sure we have all pieces of the puzzle.